Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I think a lot of us are not dealing with food supply and menu planning quite the same way we did a few short months ago. We're making fewer trips to the grocery store and spending lots of time surfing the web for new recipe ideas. We're also casting a speculative eye at pots and bowls and containers of leftovers. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, when it comes to repurposing food, our refrigerators are actually little gold mines.
Oh, yeah, I think this is certainly the heyday of leftovers, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Everybody cooking at home and trying to figure out how much to make. I'm sure there's always some stuff lying around.
Yeah, every time I make rice, for instance, I always have a lot more left. What can I do with that?
Oh, once you have cold rice, there is no doubt that a dish of fried rice would be the perfect use for that the day after or down the road, especially mm-hmm. if you've got some other stuff lying around, some vegetables, a little bit of meat, those types of things. I love it. I mean, just get a hot pan, cook up whatever you have or warm up whatever leftovers, you throw the fried rice in, and then add, you know, soy sauce or some oyster sauce, a little bit of fish sauce, cook it all up, get it nice and golden and crispy, and boom, you've got a perfect dish for leftovers.
Oh, you sure do. The other day, I'll give you an example. I was rummaging through the fridge and I saw we had some salad leftovers. Bell peppers, onions, carrots. Had a couple Italian sausages that were unused after an earlier dish. Half a jar of tomato sauce and some garlic. And bang, I mean, the solution came to me in a big explosion. Make a super rich pasta sauce.
Oh, and, sure. I mean, that's always great. Cooking things down with a bunch of tomato sauce and, you know, in a pot, maybe an hour's worth of cooking to get it all mixed together and concentrated. And boom, you've got sauce for pasta.
Now, one of the things that I know you've liked to make in the past is frittata. How do you go about that?
So leftovers in a skillet with a bunch of just scrambled eggs. Just crack some eggs in a bowl.
Right.
I love to use a nonstick skillet for that. And I usually finish that in the oven. But, you know, simply in the pan, leftovers, pour the egg in. I usually put a little bit of cheese on top and throw it in the oven. And once it's cooked, turn it out on a plate.
That sounds great. And it's comfort food. I think all these
things are
comfort food. Well, here's another one. This is classic. Anytime I have a big roast, it could be a beef roast or a chicken, even lamb. The next day possibilities are just endless. And the thing I really like to do is to make a pot pie, where essentially you just make a stew out of those ingredients and put a crust on it.
Make
it in the oven. And then there's this thing called shepherd's pie, which is a lot of fun. That's the lamb. You can grind it in your food processor and put some mashed potatoes on top. It's really great. And there's another dish that I've had from the British Isles that I love. It's called Bubble and Squeak. Do you remember that?
It's just like a big potato cake with all the leftovers mixed in.
That's right. How would you go about making that?
Again, in the pan, leftovers, and then throw in a bunch of leftover mashed potato. Cook that until it's brown on one side. Give it a flip, brown the other side, and you're done.
That's right. And apparently, it does make a little kind of bubbly and squeaky noise as it's cooking in the oil.
Yes, hence the name.
It's really great. Well, we're going to put all these ideas and a few more on the website so you can try them at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.